I need your help with something. While you're listening to today's episode, please leave a review of our show on iTunes or Stitcher and make sure you subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. Both of those, the reviews and the subscriptions, push our show up in the rankings so more people can find out about it. That helps me so I can help you. Let's get into the show. Your foot in the door just to get in the room where you could possibly show that skill, it may have nothing to do with that great skill that you have.
Work on your game.
Approaching the game aggressively, with that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
How would you like to be on the hot seat live with me, Dre Baldwin, right here on this podcast? If you think you have a challenge, a problem, or something that I can help with in any way through a live one-on-one dialogue that the whole world will hear, go to DreAllDay.com/hot, H-O-T, to fill out the application to be on the hot seat and be on the Work On Your Game podcast, where I will help you solve your problem and handle your challenge. That's DreAllDay.com/hot for the hot seat. The Work On Your Game podcast is sponsored by Audible. With so many things to do these days, we don't always have time to sit down and read. So what if you could listen to books while you were driving, jogging, working out, making dinner, or brushing your teeth? You can now. And not only can you get one of my audiobooks completely for free, you also get a 30-day trial where you can listen to as many audiobooks as you wish for 30 consecutive days. Go to DreAllDay.com/audible and start your 30-day trial. Get your free book right now. That's DreAllDay.com/audible. Today's show is brought to you by the Mirror of Motivation, your self-guide to self-discipline. If you want to have more discipline over yourself, this is the only book you need. Learn more at DreAllDay.com/MOM. Welcome to the greatest show on earth, where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you have expected has yet to arrive at the scheduled date and time. And on top of all this, the personal initiative to go make things happen, the go-getterness to make things happen instead of waiting for them to happen. Putting all this together, you get the mindset, the method, and the podcast known as Work On Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. Today's topic is, what is the mindset? What is the mental game that you would be advised to bring to the table when you're trying to get on? And I use get on in quotations. What is it when you're trying to get on? You're trying to get your foot in the door. When you're trying to establish your name, establish your brand, establish yourself as a person to be reckoned with, a person who can be trusted, a person who may be destined for great things, a person who should be considered for a full-time position at whatever job that you're trying to get or whatever industry you're trying to get into. What is the mindset that you should bring to the table when you're in that situation of trying to get on? I'm talking about this is because I hear from a lot of people who are in this situation trying to get on, whether that's in the sports world, in the business world, in the entrepreneurship world, trying to get on. And often I've heard from people who seem to have a mindset of entitlement, a mindset of believing that they're worth more than they've actually proven, a mindset of believing they should be receiving more than they have actually delivered, a mindset of, I don't think what I'm being offered or what I'm being given is good enough compared to what I think I'm worth or what I think I need. Well, listen, this is what you got to understand. In the business world, and sports is also a business, in the business world, people, what you think you're worth or what you think you need doesn't always matter. It doesn't always matter, and especially does not matter when you don't have a proven track record. See, what you think you're worth and what you believe you need, those matter when your track record is proven, because at that point you can name your own price and you can enforce that price. But until you get to the position where you are in demand, you are not able to make demand. I've talked about that many times. And one of the reasons that I thought about this is I was telling a different story to someone a few days ago that wasn't about specifically this topic, but it made me think about it. If any of you ever watched a show on MTV called Making the Band, there was a show called Making the Band, and Puff Daddy was the star of the show. Yes, the rapper, businessman, Puff Daddy. was the star of the show. And once he put together this group, he did it a couple times, but once he put together this group called Da Band, D-A Band. And on that show, once he had actually named his band, because they went through these auditions and they had all these artists trying to get together and get on this. And I think he did it three times. He did the band, he did Day 26, which was a male singing group, and then he did Danity Kane, which was a female singing group. But when he did the band, once he put the group together after all the auditions and these six, or I think it was six people, they made the actual group. Puffy one day said to them, you know what? I want some cheesecake. I want all y'all to go to Junior's Cheesecake in Brooklyn, New York, and get me some cheesecake. Now, I believe where they were located, I believe it was Manhattan. I don't know New York well enough to know exactly where they were at the time, but I remember watching this when it happened. He said, I want some cheesecake. Y'all got to walk to Brooklyn. And of course, the cameras are following them. And who knows? Maybe this whole thing was played up for the cameras. Actually, I'm sure it was played up for the cameras. I don't know if Puffy would actually do this to anyone, but anyway. They had the cameras on the actual band, the artists, and the artists, of course, are bitching and complaining about this. Like, how are you going to have us walk to Brooklyn? One guy got on Tim's, this other girl got on high heel shoes, and they're like, oh my God, I thought we were going to go in the studio and start recording music, but this guy has us walking to Brooklyn to get some cheesecake. And they're complaining and bitching and moaning about it, but the point that I took from that, and I don't even remember if Puff Daddy went on to explain this, but the point that I took from what he was doing, again, we know that this whole thing could have been dramatized just for TV. Maybe the MTV executives just told Puffy to do it just so we can get it on camera so it looks good and it fit with his kind of his reputation. But the point that I took from it was, look, when you're trying to get in the door with a person who is already established and just standing next to that person could help you do a whole lot of things that you could never do on your own, at least not as quickly as they would happen when you're standing next to that individual, you got to be willing to walk for a slice of cheesecake, walk from Manhattan to Brooklyn. I don't even know how far it is to walk from wherever they were in Manhattan to Junior's Cheesecake in Brooklyn, but however far it is, you got to be willing to do that. Have that kind of hustle when you're trying to get in the door. And there shouldn't even be a hesitation. There shouldn't even be a second of thought about whether you would do it or not when you're trying to get on. And the problem these days that I find a lot of people have, I don't know if it's a cultural thing, I don't know if it's a generational thing, or maybe it's just something that I'm seeing, and maybe I just don't know everything that's going on out in the world, but people don't seem to have that same hustle. They don't seem to have that same dedication, like I will do anything just to get on here. And I think one of the reasons is because any of us can put ourselves on at any given time these days. I think that's actually one of the biggest reasons. Since any of us could technically be in the music industry, as soon as we record a song and put it up on SoundCloud, we don't have to feel like we have to bow to someone's feet in order to get on next to that person. Since any of us could start a TV network by posting a video on YouTube, I mean, that's pretty much TV these days, we don't feel like we have to go get coffee for the TV executive to prove ourselves and get a job working in that big company. We could start our own company. I think that's one of the reasons, but I don't know what the other reasons are. Somebody can fill me in and tell me what you think referring to this episode, and just message me wherever you know you can find me. But anyway, let's get into today's points, which is, again, the mindset of when you're trying to get on. Point number one is no pride and no ego. When you're trying to get on, no pride, no ego. And when I say get on, I don't necessarily mean a job. Maybe you're an athlete, you're a basketball player, and you want to get better and you want to move on to the next level. And you know some players who are better than you and are at the next level. And you know that they work out together at a certain gym at a certain time every day. But that gym is closed. That door is locked. You can't just walk in there and work out because you want to. You got to be invited into that room. And let's say you want to get into that room. Do you have the hustle to get yourself in that room? Maybe they say to you, maybe the person who runs it and has the keys to that gym says, look, you can come in, but you got to be the rebounder. You can't play. You can't play with us. You cannot practice with us. You're not doing the drills with us. When we shoot the ball, you grab the rebound and pass it back to us. You just got to do that. And if you do that well, maybe you'll get a chance later on down the line. Don't ask me when, just keep showing up and rebound. You miss a day, you can't come back. Are you willing to do that? No pride and no ego. This is point number one. When you are told to walk for some cheesecake, don't just walk for the cheesecake. Run to go get the cheesecake. Jog there and jog back. And you might as well buy him some water too, because he's going to need something to wash down that cheesecake. See, this is the mindset that you should have. No pride, no ego. Are you too proud to do something that you feel like would be lowering yourself? You feel like it's not pretty enough. It wouldn't look good on social media. I can't brag about it. Somebody might laugh at me if they see me doing it. Is that your pride and your ego talking, or is it your hustle talking? And those may be two completely different things. That's a good quote there. Somebody quote me there on Twitter at Dre All Day. I'll retweet you. Here it is. Is your pride and ego talking, or is your hustle talking? Because those are two different things. When people are feeling a whole lot of pride and their ego is speaking for them, there's a whole lot of things they won't do, right? They got this whole list of, no, I'm absolutely not doing this. I'm not doing that. I'm not lowering myself to that. I'm better than this. I know my worth. I know what I should be getting. When you are hustling, you're like, look, the only objective here is to get this thing done. I'm doing it. I don't care what I got to do. I don't care if I got to sweat with my suit on. I don't care if I got to jog with my heels on. I don't care if I got to walk to Brooklyn with my Timberland boots on. I'm going to get this thing done because it's the hustle in me. I absolutely want to get on, and I want to show every single moment when I'm doing this job, whatever this job is, that I'm going to do whatever it takes to get on. I heard Puffy say once in an interview, he said, when I first came into the game, I had to prove that I was willing to do the little job. I had to be so great at doing the little job because that's the only way I would ever get myself to the big job. And that sounds so pithy and so basic, but how many people conduct themselves as if they don't even remember it? Those of you who are in positions of authority, I mean, you heard Wes on episode number 714 when I interviewed him, he talked about this. He said there are people who come to the basketball office. This is at a Division I basketball program at college, and they say, hey, I want a chance. I want to get on. I want a chance to be involved in the program. I'm not talking about playing, but just being involved, like some form involved with the coaching staff or the athletic department, and Wes will get him a job. Like, okay. All you got to do is mop the floor. Mop the gym floor every single day. So when we have workouts and practices or a player wants to come in and work on their game, the floor is squeaky clean and they can work on their game. But then the person who asked for the job, who said they wanted to get on, they do a half-assed job of mopping the floor. Wes tells him, oh, do the laundry. You be the laundry guy. You wash all the uniforms and make sure everything's clean every single day. The practice gear, the uniforms and everything. And then the laundry is not getting done because this person is half-assed doing the job. And this person, you know what this person does? They go to Twitter and they tell one of their friends, you know, I asked if I could get on. They told me to do the laundry like I'm some bum. See, this is the pride and ego talking. Is it your pride and ego that matters more, or is it the hustle that matters more? How bad do you want to get on? This is a question that you got to ask yourself. Don't answer to me. You got to answer to you. Point number two. Today's topic again is, what is the mindset you should approach the job with when you're trying to get on? The inconvenient job, ladies and gentlemen, the inconvenient job is the one that you want. Doing the laundry when nobody else wants to do the laundry. Mopping the floor when nobody else wants to mop the floor. Walking to Brooklyn to get a slice of cheesecake when nobody else wants to go get a slice of cheesecake. That is the job that you want. And here's why you want that job. Because nobody else will do it. And that is your foot in the door right there. So your foot in the door, people, this is what you got to understand. Like, when you work on your game and you develop a certain skill and you think you're great at that thing, your foot in the door often will not have anything to do with you doing the thing that you think you're great at. I want to repeat that because I'm going to make sure you really understand what I just said. As you work on your game and you develop this really great skill at this thing, whatever that thing is, whatever that is, your foot in the door, just to get in the room where you could possibly show that skill, it may have nothing to do with that great skill that you have. For example, like I just told you, the basketball player who you want to get better and you want to work out with these players who are a lot better than you, but your foot in the door has nothing to do with you showing your basketball game. All it has to do with is you grabbing rebounds and passing it back to the other guy. You don't even get to shoot the ball. All you get to do is grab rebounds. That's all you do. Even though you think you got all this game, are you willing to do that inconvenient job where you don't even get to show off your skill just to get your foot in the door, just so you can be in the room and possibly closer to what you're trying to get to? Puff Daddy tells the story when he first became an intern. Actually, his boss, a guy named Andre Harrell, tells the story when, not Puff's boss now, but his boss back then, Puffy was an intern at a record label. I don't even know if he was getting paid. And Andre Harrell said, hey, go take this tape to this other office down the street. And Andre Harrell told Puffy to do that. Puff leaves the office with the tape to go drop it off. And Andre Harrell picks up the phone to make a phone call. And as soon as he picks up the phone, Puff comes running back in the office. And he's like, wait, how did you take that tape there already? Because Puff came in like huffing and puffing, like, yo, what do you want me to do next? And he said, how'd you take it down there that fast? He said, man, I ran down there and I ran back. It was the hustle. And understand, I'm telling you that to tell you this. What's Puff Daddy's skill? His skill was that he was a tastemaker. He knew how to put the right producers with the right artists. He had a certain sound and a certain vision for what he would do with artists that would revolutionize the music industry. What did taking a tape to an office have to do with that? Nothing at all. What did going to getting his boss coffee have to do with that? Nothing at all. What did stapling posters to light poles and putting them up on bulletin boards have to do with that? Nothing at all. But he was out there doing it, understanding that the inconvenient job that most people wouldn't want to do, that had nothing to do with the talent that he actually brought to the table, that was his foot in the door. And because he was willing to do that, he got his foot in the door, and then everything else became history. It could be the same thing for you, but you got to put that pride and ego aside and do that inconvenient job so you can get in the room. Point number three. Today's topic is, what is the mindset that you approach the job with when you are trying to get on, when you're trying to get known and become something in a place where essentially you're nobody right now? Point number three is this: you are not a priority. Yes, I'm talking to you. You are not a priority. This is what that means. It means you're going to spend some time waiting to get something that you think you need right now. There'll be times when you want to take your time and you're going to be rushed to do something at a time you don't really feel like doing it. There'll be times when you've done exactly what you were asked to do or exactly what you thought you were supposed to do, and you're going to be told to do a whole lot extra on top of that, and it won't seem fair at all. There'll be times when your time and your very presence may not be treated with the utmost respect. There'll be times when, as if any of you watch Shark Tank, on ABC, where, you know, Mr. Wonderful, Kevin O'Leary, to paraphrase him, there'll be times where you are treated like the little cockroach that you are. And again, that's a quote from Kevin O'Leary. I'm not calling you a cockroach. You got to remember this. You got to remember point number one: no pride and no ego. You are not a priority when you're trying to get on. All right. When you're the rebounder boy. All right, all your job is, you got one job to do, right? You have one job: grab the damn rebound and pass me the ball. Don't mess it up. You only got one job. You got one job: mop the floors. You got one job: do the laundry. You got one job: take this tape to that office across town and come back over here so I can tell you what to do next. Don't ask me no questions. Don't try to sit down with me. No, I can't answer none of your questions. No, it's not going to be any mentoring. No, we can't hang out after work. No, I can't go over this project that you're doing and help you out with it. No, just do what I'm telling you to do and be quiet. I don't even want to know you alive except when you're doing the job. Are you willing to be that person? You are, because when you're trying to get on and you're working with someone who's in a position of power, position of authority, or a bunch of people who are in positions of power and authority, and you're trying to earn your spot in, you are not a priority there. So it doesn't matter if you have to wait. Doesn't matter if somebody rushes you. Doesn't matter if someone asks you to do a whole lot extra on top of what you thought your job requirements were. You don't have any job requirements. Your job requirements: do whatever you're told. Your time and presence will not be treated with respect a whole lot of times. Are you okay with that? There'll be times you'll be treated like the little cockroach that you are, as Kevin O'Leary, paraphrasing Kevin O'Leary from Shark Tank, says. Are you ready to deal with that? Just remember, anytime those things happen, just remember point number one, which was no pride, no ego. Point number four: what is the mindset you approach the work with when you are trying to get on? Point number four is, no promises, no guarantees. No promises, no guarantees. I'll tell you another Puff Daddy story, just because I'm thinking about this person. When he was trying to get into the game, he was trying to get into the music industry, there was this guy in his neighborhood who was really on and really known. His name was Heavy D. Some of y'all remember Heavy D. He actually passed away a few years ago. RIP to Heavy D. But Heavy D was the guy, and Puff Daddy found out where Heavy D lived. So he went to this guy's house and sat on his steps and waited until he saw him, just to ask him. This was not just that one day. I'm talking, this was over and over and over again. He would try to run into Heavy D, hang in his neighborhood, try to see where he could see this guy so he could get his opportunity. He finally runs into him. He asks him for a shot, begs. He didn't ask him. He begged him to get a shot. And he said, this is what Puffy said, Heavy D said to him. He said, look, I ain't going to promise you shit, but I'm going to give you a chance. That's all he said to him. I ain't going to promise you shit, but I'm going to give you a chance. There are no promises. There are no guarantees. And at that point right there, you got to decide, are you in or are you out? No, I'm not promising you that you'll get a paid position. No, I'm not promising you that we'll become friends. No, I'm not promising you that we're going to have any conversations about your life. Or I'm going to help you with any of your challenges. I ain't promising you a damn thing. I'm not guaranteeing you nothing's going to happen after this. I'm going to give you a chance and we're going to see what you do with it. That's it. Are you in or are you out? That's the question you got to answer. Point number five. Today's topic is the mindset that you need to approach the job with when you're trying to get on. Always remember point number five: you ain't the only one trying. You're not the only one trying to get on. So when you let your pride and your ego get in the way, and you say, I don't know if I want to do that job. I don't know if I want to do this. I don't know if I want to do the laundry. I don't know if I want to be not getting paid. You know, I'm making, I don't know if I want to make less than minimum wage here. I don't know if I want to work here where I'm acting like I'm like invisible. I'm like paint on the wall. Nobody even looks at me, pays any attention to me, or cares anything about me. I don't even get a lunch hour. Understand, you ain't the only one trying. So as soon as you decide that you don't want to do that job, as soon as you decide you don't want to get on as bad as you thought you wanted to get on, trust me, somebody else will step in who does want to get on. They will gladly take the opportunity that you left on the table. They will gladly take the job that you didn't earn. They will gladly take the money that would have been yours down the line had you kept your head on straight and done the right things. They'll gladly take it and put it in their pocket. Keep in mind that you are not the only one trying. Someone will gladly and quickly take your spot as soon as you betray any points, any possibility, any idea that you ain't serious about getting on. Let's recap today's topic. What is your mindset when you're trying to get on? Actually, let me tell you one more thing about point number five. Actually, I'll tell you as I recap. Point number one, no pride and no ego. When you are told to walk for some cheesecake, run there and run back and buy some water too to wash it down. Do extra on top of what you are asked to do with no pride and no ego. Number two, the inconvenient job is the one that you want. Why? Because nobody else wants to do it. That is your foot in the door right there. The one thing that everybody else is avoiding. Number three, you are not a priority. What that means is you'll have to wait sometimes. You'll have to rush sometimes, do extra. Things won't seem fair. Your time and presence will not be treated with respect. You'll be treated like a cockroach, and it doesn't matter. Are you willing to keep doing it because you have no pride and no ego? Number four, you will not be promised anything. You will not be guaranteed anything. And you got to decide immediately if you are in or if you are out. And with all of that being said, understand that you ain't the only one trying. When I was young, 15, 16 years old, and I was getting my first jobs, I remember my father told me once, as soon as you get a job, as soon as you tell your friends you got a job, what are all them saying to you, son? They say, hey, can you give me an application? Can you help me get a job? Can you tell me who the manager is? Why? Because there are a whole bunch of people ready to take your spot as soon as you act like you don't want the spot that you've been granted. If you have too much pride and too much ego, you're not willing to do those dirty jobs. Someone will gladly take it and do the dirty job that you wouldn't do and gladly take the job, the spot, the opportunity that would have been yours that you couldn't see because it was dressed up in overalls and disguise as hard work. Work on your game. DreAllDay.com. People like you who listen to the Work on Your Game podcast, they also subscribe to and read the Daily Game. That's my daily email to give you some mental game for you to take with you through your day and through your life with three takeaways every single day that you can apply immediately. Subscribe to the Daily Game at DreAllDay.com/game. That's DreAllDay.com/GAME. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work on Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work on your game.